Airbnb.
Yetis, how much can you charge for your place? Important question, but hard to answer.
Airbnb helps host with that. They show you how much similar places in your area are going for so you can compare and contrast.
Jack, this two-bedroom walk-up, it's going for $300 a night on weekends, but my two-bedroom walk-up is nicer, it's got a pretty view, and maybe I'll put it up for $400 a night.
Nailing the price is key to being a satisfied host on Airbnb, and Airbnb helps you do it. Your home might be worth more than you think.
Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Rocket Money.
All right, Yetis, picture one place you can link all your money accounts to have one single picture of all your finances.
That's Rocket Money.
Yeah, it is.
But we love this app because it actually does a lot of different things for us.
Rocket Money, it's like our money manager. It shares money alerts like that refund that we've been waiting for.
And Rocket Money also helps us save money by helping us cancel subscriptions that we don't need anymore.
Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills so that you can grow your savings.
Rocket Money has over 5 million users, and it saved a total of $500 million in canceled subscriptions, saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features.
So stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
That's rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
rocketmoney.com/TBOY.
This episode is brought to you by Noom. Forget one-size-fits-all diets. With Noom, you get a personalized weight loss plan that's tailored to your lifestyle. No food is off-limits. Enjoy your favorites while discovering healthier habits. Noom's users love the flexible approach, blending psychology and biology to help you lose weight in a way that's sustainable for you. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
How do you do, Minions?
Here we go. 3, 2. This is Nick.
This is Jack.
It's Thursday, the new Friday, July 21st, and today's pod is the best one yet.
TBOY, stocks, by the way, just hit their highest point in a month.
Funny thing, because we're 1 month away from vacation, Jack.
Couple reasons to celebrate.
Middle of summer, Jack, first story, what do we got?
Amazon isn't suing Facebook. It's suing the ringleaders of 10,000 Facebook groups for fake reviews on Amazon.
Jack, what do I got to do to get you into this five-star ironing board?
For our second story, Google and Chevron just teamed up for a fusion startup. Is that a real headline?
It's a real headline. Yesterday, Yetis, we told you about the duct tape of climate change.
Today, we found the Hail Mary of climate change.
Third and final story, what do we got, Jack?
Mules are the foot fashion that's jumped from women to men.
Mules, because under every fad is a sleeping trend.
But Nick, before we hit that wonderful mix.
Jack, I guarantee you, there is no newsletter, no pod, no nothing that is doing this mix of three stories today. This is a wild mix.
There's also no newsletter, pod, or newspaper doing this. Zaldrus Rebus Lamorne.
A Valero Eglio Idraiusa.
That is... That's actually Valyrian for can you whip up the takeaways for our buddies at whatever.
Jack, correction. That is high Valyrian, not just any Valyrian.
True, true, true. The G is silent.
But here's the news, besties. Duolingo, the language app, is now doing fictional languages.
This is a partnership with HBO for the new Game of Thrones spinoff prequel about the Targaryens.
So if you're cruising through New York City, you're going to see some strange cryptic words on a few billboards.
And that's not Latin.
No.
That's the language of Westeros.
And here's the problem. You can't ask a Dothraki rider to translate it for you.
That's right. You got to download the Duolingo app, apparently.
Because the fictional language of the Targaryens is on Duolingo.
It turns out, Yetis, there's a cottage industry of fake language translation apps.
Jack and I jumped in T-boy style. Turns out you can also learn Klingon.
Forget English. Who's speaking Elvish?
Epsa morada morada ipsana, Jack.
Is that low Valyrian, Nick?
Actually, it's parcel tongue.
Sounded like Mirmish.
Well, the inflection was Tyrellian.
But you said it with Dothraki slang.
Forgive me, my Navi is a little rusty, man.
L'estella non transtavos.
That's Minion 4. Let's hit our three stories.
Years before this song, two boys from the Northeast met in the dorm. They had an idea that caused a cultural storm. It's the best one yet, but the best is the norm.
Jack Nick. That's it. I don't even think they need to practice. 50%, that's a fat tip. T-Boy City on your at list. If you know, you know, cause we ready to go. We can't wait no more, so just start the show. Start the show.
For our first story, Amazon is tired of its e-commerce garden getting destroyed by weeds.
So Amazon is exterminating over 10,000 fake review groups like there were weeds.
All I'm trying to do, Jack, is buy an ironing board. I want to buy the ironing board, so I'm checking the reviews. And what are you seeing with the reviews, Jack?
Disturbingly rave five-star reviews on Amazon.
What's with the enthusiasm? It's an ironing board.
Can you really be in love with your ironing board? I don't think so.
This ironing board, it's just the best. It's the most amazing ironing. This ironing board came
Yeti's
to my wedding.
Fake reviews online aren't a problem. They're a pandemic.
The ironing board gives time to children in need and adopted three puppies.
Amazon says that just 1% of their product reviews on Amazon.com are fake.
Cute kid.
But independent groups estimate it's up to 40% of the reviews you see.
Those five stars are fake stars.
No one is that obsessed with a camera stand. They just aren't.
Now, the way these fake review groups operate, honestly, the business model is a lot like drug cartels.
Fake Amazon review groups are being formed, coordinated, and paid on Facebook.
Yeah, one of the Facebook groups that Amazon is suing actually has 43,000 members doing fake reviews.
And in this group, these members charge $10 for them to execute a five-star review for their product.
So call up the marketing team. Jack, let's say you want to sell an ironing board. What kind of an investment you got to make to get a payoff here?
If a five-star review is $10, then $10,000 of an investment in fake reviews will get you 1,000 five-star ratings on Amazon.
All right, the way Jack and I are seeing this, that could then get you the coveted Amazon's Choice label. And then boom, what happens next, Jack?
If you have a 5.0 average rating and 1,000 reviews and the Amazon Choice label, you're probably going to be the top-selling ironing board on Amazon.
Which is great, except it's a big problem for Amazon customers because the phony reviews leave you unhappy with that brutal ironing board.
It's not a five-star ironing board.
Which leads to the news. Amazon is snagging the admins of those 10,000 Facebook fake review groups and is suing all 10,000 of them.
A lot of people are changing themselves from admins to just regular members of those Facebook groups right now.
No more Mr. Nice Jassy. But what Amazon is really doing here, Yetis, is they're borrowing a move from your common average household gardener.
Amazon is whipping out their green thumb and doing some weeding.
Because gardeners have two ways to deal with dandelions, as you know, if you've got a tomato patch.
You can clip the dandelion from the top and temporarily solve the problem.
Which would be Amazon just deleting the review.
Or, as a gardener, you can pull out that weed from the root, get a little dirt and see those roots and toss them into the compost.
Which would be Amazon suing the ringleaders of these Facebook fake review groups.
Amazon is doing right now to these fake reviewers what record labels did 20 years ago to Napster listeners.
It's suing the problem into oblivion.
It's pulling the weeds out of the ground by their roots.
And it's hoping that scares the rest of the crabgrass. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over at Amazon?
We all pay the bot tax.
Yeah, besties, every aspect of the digital economy, it has bots and spam. That's the reality.
Bots, spam accounts, fake activity online, they cost our economy tens or hundreds of billions of dollars to deal with.
And here's how. Amazon said that they hired a team of 12,000 human beings to fight fake reviews. 12,000.
And we know Ticketmaster invests big money to stop ticket reseller bots from instantly snagging all the tickets and then reselling them for double the price.
And we know small businesses hire SEO consultants to fight off fake reviews from fake haters.
Eventually, these bot squashing costs get passed on to us customers.
Yeah, so someday when Prime gets $1 more expensive, it may be to pay for the lawyers who are suing these fake reviewers.
Because we all eventually pay the bot tax.
For our second story, yesterday we told you about air conditioners being the duct tape of climate change.
Well, today Chevron and Google invested in a $1.2 billion climate change Hail Mary.
Yetis, remember when we said yesterday that runways in London were melting?
Yeah, that's not even the half of it.
100 million Americans are under a heat advisory today. Hope you have a river to jump in.
Can we chat rivers, Nick?
Can we please chat rivers, Jack?
In France, it's been so hot there, the rivers have become so warm they are messing with the nuclear power plants there.
Because unlike us, the French like to do things differently, and they get 70% of their power from nuclear reactors.
And nuclear reactors get hot, literally.
So hot right now.
That's why we always see nuclear power plants by rivers and oceans. They need to be cooled.
Even in The Simpsons, in Springfield, that nuclear reactor is like right by a river.
But the river water in France is so warm right now, it is not cooling the reactors properly.
That's when Jack and I noticed a very particular story for today, because we saw a combination of companies that you just don't typically see together.
Google and Chevron.
Yeah.
Big tech and big oil invested in a startup called TAE Technologies.
Yep. Big tech and big oil money are both excited about what TAE Tech calls perfect power. And Jack, what exactly is perfect power?
Fusion power.
It's fusion power.
Fusion sounds like a new promotion from Gillette that mixes shaving cream with aftershave.
It does. But it's actually a type of nuclear power. It doesn't split the atoms. It combines the atoms.
Nuclear fission is different than fusion. We've had fission for decades. That's the atom-splitting nuclear power we know from The Simpsons.
It's the old school stuff. But TAE Tech, they just raised $250 million to build the world's first fusion plant, not fission.
So TAE is getting money from Chevron.
Which is guilt money.
And money from Google.
Which is good money.
And with that guilty and good money, TAE would generate clean electricity for thousands of years by fusing a hydrogen proton with boron atoms.
More like borophil.
Meanwhile, we generate clean podcasting by fusing takeaways with Billy Madison references.
Yes, we do. So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies over in Everyone on Earth?
Venture money is throwing climate change Hail Marys.
Yesterday, with this heat wave, we covered the air conditioner stock pop.
But those air conditioners are just duct tape for climate change. They're not the long-term solution.
And that is why we're noticing bigger checks thrown at moonshots, miracles, and the Hail Marys out there.
Like TAE's nuclear fission, which would create clean energy for thousands of years.
Or SpaceX, America's biggest startup, whose end goal is getting to Mars.
Or Colossal, who's raising millions to resurrect the woolly mammoth for a climate reason.
Big money isn't going into climate change duct tape. It's going into Hail Marys.
Now, a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
Okay, so Jack and I got into the news business with our previous company, MarketSnacks.
Our goal was basically to democratize financial news for our generation.
Cut the jargon, talk about the profit puppy.
So when we first connected with Robinhood, there was a chemistry there.
We were doing for financial news what Robinhood was doing for the financial system.
Robinhood was democratizing finance for all, and it started by eliminating trading commissions and building a beautiful app.
Remember, we had the same color green, so
the green was destiny.
Destiny, absolutely.
So we sold Market Snacks to Robinhood, and we launched Robinhood Snacks.
The equivalent of proposing, getting married, and building a family together in just 3 years.
Much more to come on why we're thrilled that Robinhood is our exclusive sponsor.
If you're not investing in Robinhood yet, to get started, you can go to Robinhood.com/T-Boy and choose a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/T-B-O-Y.
Certain limitations apply. For a list of other fees, view the fee schedule at rbnhd.co/fees.
All investments involve risk. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
By the way, Robinhood no longer affiliated with us or the podcast. For our third and final story, the latest fashion, is it a fad, Jack?
Maybe.
Is it a trend, Jack?
Definitely.
Mules, mules, mules. Either way, mules are worth the story because mules explain fads and trends.
Mule.
Mule.
According to zoo books, it's half horse, half donkey.
Honestly, it's a weird word to say in a podcast, but a mule in fashion is half croc, half Birkenstock.
That's right, because a mule is a shoe without a heel cover.
Right. How would you describe it, Jack?
It's like a clog, like the Birkenstocks classic Boston variety.
It's like half your closet is either clog Crocs or they're Birkenstocks, right? I'm just looking at situation right now.
Which is why I can say with expertise that mules also have a back strap around the heel.
Just like a classic pair of Crocs.
And the Wall Street Journal just spotted mules as the fashion trend of 2022.
It is a maximalist mule
moment because we got Adidas, we got Vans, we got Converse. They're all ditching laces and letting guys slide right into those record number of sales.
Now, women have been enjoying mules for decades.
Absolutely, Jack. Remember the Madewell mule, the Tory Burch flat? Have you seen an espadrille, man?
But mule is one of the rare products in fashion that's managed to jump genders.
Yes.
From women to men. The romp him never pulled this off.
So Yetis, we know what you're thinking. Is this just some kind of a temporary pandemic pop?
Mules show three signs that they have permanent staying power.
Now, let's be clear. The pandemic is what created the mules moment. It wouldn't have happened without the pandemic.
Right, because the rise of the comfort economy, you know, sweatpants, stretchy pants, that's also part of the mule trend.
But unlike pandemic favorite Peloton, whose power has faded, data shows that mules might be here to stay.
For proof of that, we're looking at the public stock markets.
Exactly. Like Crocs, they've enjoyed six straight quarters of sales growth of at least 40%.
And we're also looking at private markets for proof.
Because a private equity firm found Birkenstock so valuable, the family sold the company after 247 years.
And for proof that mules have staying power, we're also looking at big brand investments.
Jack, when French luxury brands, German sports brands, and a U.S. basketball brand jump into something, that suggests it's not going away.
And a key final sign of the healthiness of the mule market, the fact that they're being sold at every price point.
Jack, Converse sells a mule for under $100, but Christian Dior sells a mule for over $1,000.
Croc sells them for about $10, by the way.
Open-toed shoes, they are a niche.
Open-heeled shoes? That's an yeah.
So Jack, what's the takeaway for our buddies making the mules?
Even if the fad dies, the trend lives on.
All right, Yetis, it's possible your buddy Timmy wants his shoelaces back and just gets sick of the mules and cleans out the mule closet.
Loop, swoop, and pull. Bunny ears. Your buddy Timmy learned how to tie laces and doesn't want to waste those skills by just wearing mules forever.
Look, maybe mules die out. And if they do, in hindsight, we'll label it as a fad.
But beneath every flame-out fad, like mules could become, remains an active trend.
In this case, that trend is a movement toward comfort, especially at work.
You might not be working from home anymore, but you're also probably not putting on your tie either.
The way Jack and I see it when it comes to fads and trends, you don't look if a fad ends, you look at why it began.
The mule fad could die off, but the comfort economy trend will live on.
Jack, can you whip up the takeaways for us for the new Friday?
Amazon is suing the top fake reviewers into oblivion.
And eventually, we're all going to pay the bot tax.
For our second story, TAE Tech is trying to make nuclear fusion nuclear fission's superior sibling.
Because venture money is throwing climate change some Hail Marys.
For our third and final story, mules. They're the latest fashion trend crossing from women to men.
So don't look if a fad ends, look at why it began. Now time for the best fact yet. This one sent in by Fisher and Quincy McKay over in Tennessee.
Nick, what is the most visited country by tourists?
Okay, a lot of thoughts here, because you might think it's the United States. That would make sense. Got a whole bunch of cities here.
It's not, though. It's not the Big Apple.
It's not China.
It's not the Great Wall.
It is a Great Wall.
It is France.
France. They're snagging 90 million annual tourists. They're getting more tourists than any other country.
They're probably going to see those warm rivers.
Yetis, you look fantastic today. And full disclosure, Jack and I do not accept fake reviews.
Unless they're 5 stars.
But we do love all 5-star reviews. They can be real. They can be fake. Let's go, baby.
Yetis, this was a great pod. We'll see you tomorrow.
If you're listening on Apple or Spotify, drop down. We'll take a 5-star review. Real or fake? And before we go, congrats to Yeti Cliff Luber from Missouri, who has a birthday and just got into Harvard Business School.
Congratulations to Jen Hill from Boston, who just started her new job as a senior digital production specialist.
And Maxwell Rose in Illinois is starting a podcast. And Jack, he asked us what microphones we use for the best one yet.
The answer? Sennheiser.
They're Sennheisers. We love them.
And congrats to Carl Thone, who just graduated from business school.
And Nick Alves has a 2-year anniversary of working as a senior brand analyst over at the Home Depot.
And congrats to Jacob Blessum, who's graduating from NDSU and jumping right into the financial industry.
And a happy birthday to W. Scott Clark, who's turning 60 over in Fishers, Indiana.
And happy birthday to Dog Dad Skyler Liu in San Diego.
And Sophia Asang is turning 2 in the Sticks of New Jersey.
And happy 5th birthday to Finn, the Portuguese water dog, which we heard is even better than the Obama's old water dog.
He's in Chicago doing logistics.
Woof, woof. This is Jack. I own stock of Amazon and Crocs, and Nick and I both own stock of Peloton and Robinhood. Now, a word from our sponsor, Robinhood.
So 4 years ago, we sold our company and we joined Robinhood.
A lot of people asked, when did we decide that selling was the right move?
So it was actually in our meeting with the co-founders, that's what sold us.
Vlad and Beju, also former roommates, also met in college, also were hanging out in New York City's East Village after the financial crisis.
And they just figured out how the financial system works.
So Vlad and Beju saw that Wall Street bigwigs, they were getting their fees waived, and they figured out a way to waive commissions for everyone else too.
So we saw a big, bold vision and decided to join these guys. That's where we spent the last 3 years until now.
It makes sense now that Robinhood would sponsor our newly independent podcast.
If you're not investing in Robinhood yet, you can get started by going to Robinhood.com/TBoy, choosing a free stock.
That's Robinhood.com/TBOY.
Certain limitations apply. For a list of other fees, view the fee schedule at rbnhd.co/fees.
All investments involve risk. Robinhood Financial LLC, member SIPC.
By the way, Robinhood is no longer affiliated with us or this podcast.
If you like The Best One Yet, you can listen ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
And before you go, tell us a little bit about yourself by filling out a short survey at wondery.com/survey.
We want to get to know you.